And good evening, everyone. This is Dr. Jones from Beneath the Grief Ministries coming with another intercessory prayer weekend message. And today being March the 2nd. Amen, amen, and amen. Let's say a word of prayer. Most kind and gracious Father, we come in Jesus' name and we come thanking you for another day. And we're thanking you for the wake up on today, and we thank you and we are grateful. We just thank you, Jesus, for the strength of today. We thank you, Father, for all that you've done getting us through another week. And here we go to another week, and here we are in the weekend. So we thank you. So we're thanking you, Jesus Christ, for it all. We thank you for the strength that you give to us. We just ask your Father, go in nursing homes, hospitals, Father, touch those who need a touch. And we thank you, Jesus Christ, for drawing many in. We thank you. We thank you for it all, Jesus. Someone may be feeling depressed on today. We ask your Father to touch them. Father, we just ask, Father, for more strength, more strength, more strength. Continue, Father, to touch our minds. And we just thank you, Father, for it all. We thank you, Jesus, for one who comes to hear the playback. We just ask, God, that you bless, that you open ears, mind, and understanding. And we thank you for it all. So we say thank you again in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hopefully everyone is having a good day. And on today, the intercessory prayer weekend message. This message definitely is not going to be like this morning when on the conference line, because I probably couldn't even say it like I said it on the conference line. But truly, God is able, and thanking him for all that he do. So the scripture that's going to be taken today is John 4:24 reads, thus wise, God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Well, let me start. The entitle of this message is, you know, I had to kind of even go back and even switch that a bit, but I can say it now. And that message is entitled Just Because. And, you know, I could say a lot, but here we are on this podcast, and, you know, podcasts only last but so much, so little, so long, but I'm going to do as I can. And so, you know, with this title and thinking of Just Because, and it just was so much that I was saying in reference to Just Because in thinking of such and thinking of even Just Because period and what's putting behind Just Because, well, guess what? The putting behind of the Just Because, Jesus. It's so much that can be said. I tell you, I'm just kind of like trying to wrap it up, like, you know, well, which way will I go? Well, I'll start with going with the scripture as I read it. God is a spirit. And let me just say that with such, you know, something that we got to do, something that we always got to work on and with ourselves is our flesh. We got to work on our flesh because, you know, it all the time, it gets us into trouble. And so, you know, in thinking about such and thinking about the spirit and God is the spirit and how he deals with us and how he deals with us in the way that he deals with us, just because. And it makes you think about, I would like you to go back a bit to think about, you know, when he saved you. You know, that's kind of how I was doing it on the conference line. It was kind of like, well, you know, how he saved you. And allow you to think about what he has done for you. Yes, allow you to think about what he has done for you in your lives of saving you. I'd like you just to sit down. I'd like you just to just take a minute, just sit down and just reflect. Because as you're reflecting, you know, first of all, you might take a little a nice you might even take a little nice little nap, because your reflection is so peaceful, so calm when you're thinking about the Lord, and when you're thinking about him, and just because Jesus and all that he has done, and in thinking about in the spirit of them, the Holy Ghost, and just how the Holy Ghost deals with us, and how we have to be so attentive to the Holy Ghost that in our flesh that flesh has to move. So, you know, we need to take a look at that. And just because, you know, with Jesus and in all everything, and thinking of with all with Jesus, you know, that your mind will be blown. That your mind will be blown because you're thinking about everything, and you probably couldn't even think at all of every single second, every moment that every single thing he's done. Because as I always say, that in reference to testifying, that's why we got to testify. That's why we got to testify. That's why we have to tell it. We have to let it be known that how awesome he is, and not just because of what he did, because of who he is. So in the spirit, and being in the spirit definitely is profitable. And that other part, that God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. The part about that worshiping him, and how awesome and how wonderful it is, of worship with him, that worship of whereas nobody even has to be able to tell you of the worship that you have with him, because we all have different worship. And so with the worship that you have with him in spirit and in truth, that you have that worship in him, he gets the glory, the honor, and he gets the praise, just because Jesus. And in essence of it all, it is all about Jesus. It's all about him in every single way, every single thing that should be in reference to our lives, because our lives are different now. You know, you think back things you used to do. You don't do them anymore. You don't have those desires that you used to have. But it's all because Jesus. And just thinking and just saying the name of Jesus. You know, you saying the name just because Jesus. And just because Jesus, it's just so much that you can say that there's so much you can say because of Jesus, because of everything that he has done. You know, just think about it. You know, make you think about just the wake up on the day, just the waking up this morning. You know, just your faculties is all, you know, all in place and stuff. Your feet hit the floor and you're just moseying around, but just because of Jesus. And you know, just the fact of you being able to open your eyes, just being your ears is opening, and you know, you just because of Jesus. You know, you're setting out in the course of your day just because Jesus. And you know, you're going around and you're doing everything you've done the course of the day and everything, and here we are here in the evening because of Jesus. You know, we're preparing for the night. We're preparing to shut it down, to close it, just because Jesus. And so, you know, when we go to bed on tonight, we pray, we thank him for all that he has done, all just because of Jesus. And if we should, God willing, he allows us to wake up in the morning and we preparing for the day of the course of the day of the day, what's it going to bring in, the message that's coming forward. It's all just because of Jesus. And because of everything that he has done, everything that he's doing, just because of Jesus. And you know, I say it all day, you know, that just because of Jesus is everything, every single thing in our lives, you know, is put in order. It's put in order. And let me say that with this, that spirit and worshiping him in spirit and in truth, that worshiping him, there is a freedom. There is a freedom. Definitely it's a freedom, because where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And in him, there is freedom, just because Jesus, and because of him, and because of how he sets us free, and he just takes us from place to place and do everything for us. And he is our protection. He is our strength. He is our redeemer. He is our shield. He is with us, and he'll never leave us, and everything, just because of Jesus. And with all of it, having everything all with Jesus, you know, we can enjoy him. We can enjoy him and what he does for us. But you know, that's spirit and in truth. That's spirit and in truth. And that's how we got to worship him. That's how we got to go to him in our sincerity. See, that's why us as brethren, we got to look at things. We got to look at the way things are in our lives. We got to look at the things that need to change. That's why we got to pray. That's why we got to pray. We got to look at even things that's going around us every day, all throughout the course of every day we go, every single day, everything that's going, all because of Jesus, all because he keeps us, and he will keep us. So, you know, like I said, I'm doing this podcast, and you can only do but so much with a podcast in the time that's allotted. So, you know, in this podcast here, want to really just get that point out, just because Jesus, you know, let's take a look at Psalms 139 and 13. For thou have possessed my reins, thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. You know, just that, and thinking of such that how even in your mother's womb, he knew you. Even in your mother's womb, everything he knew would be upon your birth, upon your arrival. Everything, just because Jesus, and because of your coming and all, you know, it just people just can't just say anything. They say, oh, you know, well, you know, you should do this, you should do that, and this and that. All because of Jesus, and all because your worship to him in spirit and in truth, you living for him, of most importance. We need to look at that. We need to look at that all of it. And look at that scripture also. It's the same scripture we know, Jeremiah 29:11. For I know that the thoughts that I think toward you, you couldn't even think about yourself. You couldn't even phantom it. We could say, oh yeah, well, you think that's all you can do is think that. Your phantom of how God sees you, how God looks at you. If we were to look at, we couldn't even phantom it, how he looks at us, but just because of how he sees us. You ever wonder, have you ever think that how he sees you, and you know, it just stops me in my tracks. It just stops me in my tracks. Even when I thought it this morning, it just stopped me in my tracks. I couldn't even think. I couldn't even think it, because it was like just to think of what Jesus thinks of me, how he sees me. But knowing it all, he knows it. He knows it, all of it. He knows it. He knows it. He knows it. And so with that, the thoughts that he have, the thoughts that he think toward me, and just the fact of knowing that. First, he chose me, just like he chose you. And we need to think about those things, just because Jesus. And we have to think about those things. And we think about those things and what, you know, my kind of just went to the side, like, you know, well, what like what's up, like kind of like a bottom line, so to speak, you know, that expected end. That expected end, and one big part I was looking at, definitely want because of Jesus, we have peace. And who anybody want it? Are you just sure you do? And with peace and wanting the peace that he gives you, but just because Jesus, and he'll give it to you, that he will give you that peace that you need. He will give you that peace that, as our scripture tells, surpasses all understanding. We're going to understand it. Anybody going to understand it? But when he gives it to you, you know that that he is with you, that he sees what you're going through. And maybe somebody might be going through something now, might need a message as such, just because Jesus. And think about it, you know, just because of who he is, not just for what he do, but just who he is. Jesus and that expected end, and looking at, just think about how he sees our expected end. We can't fathom it. We don't know it. You know, we can pray about it, and you'll just pray, Lord, whatever it may be, of his will and all in his will. But just because Jesus and it's all about him, you know, that's kind of like a bottom line. That's kind of like a bottom line to this podcast here, because in essence of saying, it's all just because Jesus. It's all just because of him, because when he does something, he does it perfect. And so it's all about him. It's all about him. And we have to walk in his way. We have to walk in his will. We have to do what he say. We have to listen to his voice. We have to be ye doers of the word, not hearers only. But you know, we be deceived. We don't. But we got to listen to him. We got to adhere to what he say when he's talking to us. So a bottom line to this podcast really is just because Jesus and all about him and everything about him. And in our minds, you know, let us, and I hope you know that you sit down and that you take a reflection test. Take a reflection test and just think on it, not that you don't, but you know, just think on how good, how wonderful he is and what he does and what he has for us down the line. So let's think about it. We can think about it. We should think about it, and it should blow our minds. It should blow our minds when we think. Oh, that song. Oh, how good it is to serve the Lord. Oh, how good it is to be blessed by him. But we know that he is in charge. So with this podcast, like I said, it didn't come out nowhere like this morning, because I'll tell you, I made more time, but in all. But the essence of this is because Jesus, you know, just knowing, and just remember something. I remember it's got nothing to do with you. Okay. Got nothing to do with you. As I oftentimes say, sit down. We got to sit down, and we got to sit down and let him do what he do. It's about Jesus. It's about him, just because of him, just because of what he do, because of who he is and how he handles us as his children. So on tonight, I need you to reflect. Just Jesus. How about that? Just take, you know, like a praise. Just like just Jesus, just him, just to think on his goodness and his mercy and love for us. Just Jesus. And we should do such, you know, may we walk out. May we walk out with a praise. May we walk out with just so much that we just know that he know and that he has it all under control. Yes, he do. He has it all under control. You heard that song that I was playing? Did you hear that? You know, I heard that song, and I'll tell you something, that song just blessed me. That song just really blessed me, because it made me thinking about just Jesus, just because, you know, it's no reason, just because who he is, just because when you think of him, when you think in your finite mind, when you think in your mind of just how good he is and just what he does and how everything in reference to him. Oh, how wonderful it is to serve him. So in this message just because. I want you to think about it. Just because. Look, thinking just because, the best day in your life. The best day in your life just because Jesus. And that is the best day in your life. It's a way to end that in with this right here. The best day in your life is when you receive Jesus Christ in your life. When you receive him in your life and how he has taken you in, wrapped you in the beloved, and he knows every single thing that you're going through. So on tonight, you may be going through something, but I will say to you that just because Jesus, just because Jesus is with you, he will never leave you nor forsake you. He's with you right at this very, very hour. If you hear this playback, he is with you. So you got something that you need to talk to him about? Talk to him. Talk to him about it. Pray without ceasing. We got to do it. So with that being said, today. Do some reflection. Just because Jesus, it's all about him. He gets the praise, he gets the glory, and he gets the honor. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. You have a blessed, you have a peaceful, you have a safe remaining of the day, the weekend, and here comes another week. May he bless you through the week. Just because Jesus and all that he has done. Blessings to you in Jesus' name. Just because Jesus is wonderful. Blessings to you. Amen.